The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Ramona Shelby, Woody Page, Justin Tinsley, Monica McNutt. Bubbles, brackets, baseball, and the Brooklyn baseball. Nets putting together the plane while they're in the air flying it. Why the rest of the league should be very afraid. Let's go.
Very afraid.
Got ugly in Philly. Right?
Very afraid.
Ooh, buddy.
If somebody was getting on a plane tomorrow, maybe I shouldn't be talking about putting together the plane while you're in the air flying. Another one. Down goes another one. Conference tournaments have been wild going into Selection Sunday. SEC's number one, Auburn, upset by Texas A&M this afternoon. Big Ten's number one, Illinois, dropped by Indiana this afternoon. Who's got to love their chances getting in now. Last night, Baylor, a presumptive number one seed, goes down early in the Big 12. Arizona, maybe with Kreese's injury, puts them in question. Where are we right now, 49 hours away from the Selection Show? Woody Page, I turn to you. What is certain? What's still up in the air? What do we make of all these number ones getting run? What are you laughing at?
You're coming to me first?
Uh-oh. Woody, I go to you for chalk, all right? Tell me about the chalk.
The only thing certain about college basketball after this weekend is the uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And okay. I felt this all along that we have a 3-seed deep tournament. What I mean by that is I think the third seeds are just as good as the first seeds, and we're finding that out. I think when you talk about the blue bloods like Kentucky, Villanova, those type of teams that are going to be second or third seeds unless Kentucky moves up, they have as much chance, like Duke, they have as much chance to do a turnaround after what happened to them at the end of the season. I just think that of all the tournaments that we've seen over the last 8 or 10 years, this one is the most balanced and the one that basically is going to give us a champion that maybe we didn't suspect.
So there you go, Woody Page. Gonzaga. That's the argument that the seeds don't even matter going into Selection Sunday. For that. Justin Tinsley, specifically, Baylor losing. Do they lose a 1 seed? Auburn losing. Illinois losing. Do they lose a 1 or 2 seed?
You know, I want to get to that, but I have but one rule when it comes to March Madness. And being that I am an expert bracketologist, if my bracket can make it to happy hour by the first Thursday of the tournament, I'm playing with house money from there on out. In other words, I have absolutely no clue what's going on.
Well, thank you for telling that right from Baylor, the start. Okay.
No, but in terms of Baylor, I still think they get the number one seed because I'm not convinced Kansas is going to beat TCU. They just lost to them 10 days ago. Mm-hmm. But and I think Kentucky wins the SEC tournament, which brings me to a bold prediction. Christian Laettner hit this shot in the tournament 30 years ago. Perhaps you heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was in Philly. One of the regions is in Philly. If Kentucky gets the number one seed, I promise you, Duke will get the number 2 seed. That is going to happen. It's going to be pure madness, and I
all
just
right.
hope
so you're predicting storylines. All right.
Yes.
Can I get an answer to a question here? Monica McNutt, did Baylor lose their 1 seed with the loss yesterday? Did Auburn and Illinois lose their chance at 1 seeds?
Yes. Both teams lost their 1 seeds in my mind, Tony. Didn't we just do this? Matter of fact, I think it might have been the last time I was on the show where we had the conversation about 7 of the top 10 teams losing that weekend. And it didn't mean much outside of pointing out the parity in the field this year. I do think that Baylor lost its 1 seed because it's not that much different from what Kansas has been able to do, and they're still alive in the tournament. When you look at quad one wins, Baylor has 11-4, and Kansas is 10-5. So they're very similar. Baylor lost their 1 seed. I'm putting Kansas on my one line.
Ramona Shelburne.
Well, I mean, how much do conference tournaments matter? We can decide if everybody loses, then they don't matter at all. But historically, they matter because since 1985, no team that has failed to reach the semifinals of their conference tournament has won a national title.
There you go, Ramona Shelburne. That's what I'm here for.
What makes the committee think they're going to win next week?
All right. So can I get your top four seeds here, Woody Page? Give me the ones. Just
okay, Gonzaga, I think. Gonzaga's number one. Then I would say Arizona, despite the loss of Kriza, their outstanding guard to injury. I also think Kentucky moves up, as I mentioned, and I would put in there Villanova.
You like Villanova. So they would have to win a tournament. Kentucky, I guess, would have to win their conference. Tinsley, your ones?
I answered the question, but I'll answer it again. It's Gonzaga, it's Baylor, it's Arizona, and it's Kentucky.
Monica?
Wow, look at this guy. So much swag today. I've got Gonzaga, Arizona. I'm going Kentucky. Oscar Sheway's been tremendous, and they've got great guards. Ty Washington's phenomenal. And I'm rounding out with Kansas.
And Ramona Shelburne.
All right, I'll go to Gonzaga, Arizona. I think Kentucky, if they win their tournament, their conference tournament, and Baylor.
So you have Baylor still getting the one seed because you like the Big 12. But you don't think they can win the tournament because you just said.
They had the most number one wins.
Mm-hmm, the quad wins, yeah, okay. But the stat you just gave is amazing, Ramona. You're kind of going against it by putting Baylor as a one seed, but I'll allow it because no team, they're going for the defending their national championship, but no team that went out before the semis of their conference tournament has won in 37 years. Incredible. We've been horned. We'll move on. Let's talk NBA now. The boos for Ben Simmons. Did they go too far last night? The Nets, did they go too far last night? Mauling Philadelphia. This was never a game. Durant, Irving, the Seth Curry revenge match. No one had that one in the preview yesterday. And just a rough night for James Harden. What a colossal L on national television for the Philadelphia 76ers. Whether this changes the way you feel about Philly, about Brooklyn, about the Eastern Conference, about everything, Ramona Shelburne, around the horn to you.
It doesn't change the way I feel. It reminds me that Brooklyn has Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving when they can play every game, which is not a sure thing, depending on what happens with the mayor of New York. They are incredible. And I think we were focusing on the wrong thing here. We're all, okay, the ticket prices in Philly were the highest they've been in 10 years, including playoff games, by the way. Just because people wanted to boo Ben Simmons when he picked up the ball as it went out of bounds or when he was warming up. You know what people wanted to see? Kevin Durant loved those boos. Like I was in Oklahoma City when he went back for his revenge game or his homecoming game. He internally, remember the cupcake shirts? Like Kevin Durant just channeled all the boos and had that kind of performance. Kyrie Irving actually played great defense on James Harden. And James Harden, of the worst shooting percentage in games against your former team, James Harden now has two of them.
Wow. Yeesh. Good stats today from Ramona Shelburne. Woody, what are you laughing at?
Yeah, I'll give you a stat. Harden went to Philadelphia because he thought he'd improve his chances of winning a championship. Guess what? That's not happening. He left the team that's a lot better than Philadelphia.
That's it. You needed one game to see it. This is their first loss since the trade, and that was it.
I'll give you another stat. Embiid and Harden last night couldn't have hit the Liberty Bell with a hammer the way they played the
game.
I'm
sure these are exactly stats, but I hear what you're saying.
Well, you want me to give you the stat? They made 10 out of 32 shots.
There you go, Woody Page. All right.
There you go, Woody.
So you're reading a lot into this one game.
Yes, I am, because I saw a team in New York with Curry, Brooklyn, I think, offered them a great energy burst. I think he becomes the third guy on that team. I think the mayor of New York, Ramona, that you brought up, that by the end of the month they will have worked out the sanctions about in regard to playing without the vaccine. So I think that even though he's now scheduled to play in only 5 games of the next 15, Kyrie Irving is going to get past that very quickly. I believe that I saw a team in the Nets last night that is A, deeper and better than the Philadelphia team that we saw last night in Philadelphia, by the way.
Monica McNutt.
A big asterisk put on the depth that the Nets have. That was the thing that stood out to me. Whether you call Seth Curry's performance a revenge game or not, when you really look at the tape, what he's able to do off of ball screens and as a shooter, he can do whether Kyrie is on the floor or not. And so the swing pieces of Curry and Drummond, to me, were one of the things that stood out big in that game for the Nets. When it comes to the Sixers, I just find it odd that at this point, James Harden would take it so cavalierly that he can just flip the switch as if history says that he shows up on big-time stages. I was wildly disappointed in his performance.
Well, I mean, this is interesting because Harden has had multiple triple-doubles in his first game with a new team. but he has also struggled, as Mormona just said, in his first game against his old team. And when it's all under the microscope, Justin Tinsley, do you find yourself questioning Philadelphia now?
You have to have questions. It's not saying that they can't fix it and, you know, eventually win the title. I'm not predicting that. But we all know all 82 games are not built the same. We knew this game was special from the moment that trade went down. And last night was the most anticipated DNP, but that turned into scary hours, almost 0-100. Look, Kyrie's defense on James Harden was great last night. He was 1-8. Seth Curry reminded Philly what they traded and what they did not have last night. It was somebody who could make a shot. But look, it all boils down to this. In the MVP race, we've been talking about Ja Morant. We've been talking about Giannis. We've been talking about DeMar and Embiid and Joker. But look, KD was in that conversation before he got hurt.
There you go.
And if last night proved anything, there is not a player in the league that I would take to win me a big game when it mattered, especially on the road, especially in an environment like that. KD walked into a terror dome last night, and they couldn't boo after the third quarter, even before the third quarter. Like, he was jarring with Joel Embiid. It would be sadistic if it wasn't so beautiful.
Yeah. Monica, you want to add something?
That game, okay, the Sixers will play better, but again, the depth of the net stands out. I will add, though, when you really look at it, Tobias Harris's production has taken a deep dive since James Harden joined that roster. Yep. If he's supposed to be part of that big three, he's going to have to be a guy that can hit shots consistently to help space that floor if that pick and roll or iso ball is going to work. And so the depth, to me, of the net is what really stood out.
Ramona, can I get a little bit more on James Harden? Because it defies logic that he could be so unstoppable and then so just the exact opposite in certain moments.
Well, look, he has a reputation of not showing up in big games, especially late in the playoffs. And afterwards, he lived up to his reputation because there's photos of him on TMZ out with Travis Scott and Lil Baby out of the club. I mean, it's just like I've seen this movie before.
There it is.
How do you think that goes over in Philadelphia right now?
Although they still love him. He's got a little honeymoon period still.
We've been warned. We'll take a break. That was our honeymoon phase. Buy or sell is next, where we just throw the record books out and get it down.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
They're back. It's been 24 hours. I'm still giggling over the faces coming back magically of the players on MLB's page. Who won? Who lost? Who cares? I mean, it's been 99 days. Who's getting Freddie Freeman? That's what I want to know. Who's getting Carlos Correa? Chris Bryant? What's the story, Trevor Story? And there's a deep dive in the left, and Castellanos is also a free agent. 200 free agents, and the season starts in 3 weeks. Woody Page, what happens now? Where do we go from here?
Well, we're going to have a whirlwind of deals in the next several days.
Bring it!
And a lot of it's going to concentrate on pitching and trades, players from the Oakland A's. For instance, they want to get rid of their team. But I think what has to happen here is the two sides had to come together and try and make baseball a better game. on the field and off the field. That's what they need to do. The players won, but the owners didn't lose. They got their 12-team playoff, and they got exactly what they wanted to continue having, riches from television. Mm-hmm. So,
any residual damage, though, or do you think fans will be like, eh, season started a week later, and they'll be, okay, sure. Justin Sidsley?
You just mentioned it, Tony. Look, the NBA markets the chaos of their free agency. The NFL definitely does it too. Baseball has this recipe. They have big names on their market. Don't be afraid to market the chaos of this. Look, you just said the season starts in less than 3 weeks. There are almost 300 free agents available. Pump this up, market it. Baseball has stars. Lean on them. You have a second lease on a new season now. Don't rest on your old laurels.
And no residual damage in your eyes either. Season starts a week later. Fans pick up right where they left off.
No, I don't think so.
Monica McNutt?
Justin, that's a great idea, but that's far too progressive to expect from the MLB, my friend. And I would just say that the 12-team playoff thing, 40% of your teams are in the playoffs, like, it seems like a lot there, but it's always good when you see the players get the money they want. The plus $20 million in terms of the competitive tax balance, and the floor comes up in terms of the minimum salary for players in the league. So let's play ball. I don't think that this was worth the lockout, but if you were a fan of baseball, all indicators show that you'll probably still be a fan. So, yeah, they'll be back.
You do know half the NBA teams basically make the playoffs, too. Monica McNutt.
But not really. It's not the
It's not the same. They just expanded to have a play-in game.
It's not the same. The play-in is different.
And, of course,
it's
that's the NBA.
And we can't.
MLB is just MLB. Yeah, drop the Shelburne, how about you?
Look, I think they were on the precipice of having a lot of lasting damage. If they didn't get this done in the time frame that they did. And maybe there is some lasting damage for people like Sarah Spain, who had her spring training trip ruined because she booked it early in spring training. Whereas me, who my trip is next weekend.
Oh, I'm here for this.
My hotel
I like yet. That. Well
yes,
done.
You're good. But look, it's over. And I thought the most important thing yesterday, which was, I couldn't believe this. I've never seen this. The executive committee of players who had been in the room negotiating this was 8-0 against this deal. But when they went around to the teams, it was 26-4. Of the players saying, yeah, let's just go play. So the rank and file players went against their union to say, let's play ball. And I'm so happy for baseball that they're back. I'm actually in favor of the universal DH. I think it's good for the game. And it's going to open up a lot more jobs than NL.
We'll move on. Buy or sell two trades in the AFC West added 15 Pro Bowls this weekend. I mean, what about this division? Chargers with Khalil Mack. How that deal compares to Denver adding Russell Wilson. How it stacks LA's defense now, Ramona. Again, this has got to be the most salivating division in the league right now. What are you buying? What are you selling?
Oh, this is huge for the Chargers. They were 30th in the league last year in rushing defense. Get Khalil Mack here for a second and a sixth-round pick is great. I just feel bad for the Bears. They got one great season out of him, 12 and a half sacks his first year, second defensive player of the year of award voting, but that's it.
Woody Page, what are you laughing at?
I really feel sorry for the Bears. Poor old Bears. My goodness. If Horace Greeley were alive today, he'd say, go AFC West, young man. Go to the AFC West because you've got four quarterbacks that are in the top 12 in the league. No other division can say that. You got four competitive teams that all could be in the playoff hunt again this year, and the Denver Broncos are even relevant again. I think there's no doubt that you're NFC West, Ramona has gone downhill while the other
Well, Ramona's got two teams. She's
Wait, the ones with the Super Bowl champs?
Yeah.
With the Super Bowl?
Woody, real
yeah,
quick.
Wait, what?
What was the bigger move? Getting Russell Wilson in Denver or getting Khalil Mack for the Chargers of those two moves this week?
Definitely Russell Wilson.
I was just trying to tease Woody a little bit. Justin Tinsley, I'm trying to get him to promote his team. Justin Tinsley, go ahead.
Look, with that division and those quarterbacks, you better be able to get pressure on them. So I love this move for the Chargers. Khalil Mack had 6 sacks in 7 games last year before getting hurt. So you pair a motivated Mack alongside Joey Bosa, and that's a recipe for disaster in all the best ways for the Chargers.
Monica.
Mack gets a chance not just to play alongside Bosa, but he's reunited with Brandon Staley, who coached him in Chicago. And I'm sure, like Justin said, he's absolutely motivated. This is legit. You got Justin Herbert on the other side. I'm not going to call the Chargers the favorite or anything, but it feels like the gap is starting to close on the Chiefs.
Right. The Mack move may be more in the Chiefs' face than the Russell Wilson move because it's going to be Mack in his face on the field. We'll move on. Buy or sell three, Jack Eichel's return to Buffalo. Sabres 3, Knights 1. He said before the game there was no bitterness, but after the game it sounded a little bit like this.
That's about the loudest I've heard this place ever. Really, after it only took 7 years of me leaving for them to get into the game.
Justin, how do you hear that?
I mean, sometimes pettiness is right. Like, the Sabres are 31st in crowd attendance. Last night, they had 12,000 people there. So was it uncalled for? Maybe, but there was some truth.
Monica?
There was some truth there.
I believe that was our girl, Emily Kaplan. So shout out to Cap, as always. But also, like, this is a breakup. You move on. Like, he can say what he got to say, and the fans can boo. Come on, let's go.
Ramona?
Well, when he talked to Emily Kaplan pregame, he was all cliche machine. Oh, just another game. Mm-hmm. I like it when the real story comes out at the end.
Okay. Woody Page, the honesty here is...
Let it go. You were the captain of the team from 2018. You were part of the problem. They're searching for a solution, and you're not involved in it. Just let it go. You're now in Las Vegas instead of Buffalo.
All right.
Pretty good spot to be in. Yeah.
Good spot for Ramona Shelburne and Woody Page to be in that spot at Showdown. Justin Tinsley, Monica McNutt, have a great weekend. Momo, Bullpop, Showdown next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wild beat the Red Wings last night in a shootout, and it was wild. A shootout meant Detroit goalie Alex Nedeljkovic had a chance to make up for a goal allowed earlier in the game. He couldn't, and that's tough because this was the goal he allowed earlier in the game. An own goal. Woody, is there anything he can say to his teammates to explain this own goal?
Yeah, he could say, I hit the five hole, guys. Between the legs, what a great goal. Anybody else would be proud of it.
Ramona?
I mean, you're talking to the girl who's always self-sabotaging when I get into Showdown. So I have a lot of sympathy for Nedeljkovic.
Right. Well, when you self-sabotage, at least your friend is the beneficiary. Woody Page.
Right.
In this case, Woody, you go with a joke, and Ramona, you go with the self-sabotage. I'll give the points.
I wasn't a joke.
We're both on point.
Ramona Shelburne gets the point. We'll move on. Lincoln Riley's house. Somehow, college football fans, USC fans, have dug up details of Lincoln Riley's new house in the greater Los Angeles area. You guys ready? This is the house. 7 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, 7 fireplaces, 5-car garage, a theater, a putting green, a tennis court, and 600 bottle wine cellar. Ramona, you know, LA real estate. What is the best part of this?
I think it's those ocean views, Tone. You know, I watch all the million-dollar listings on Bravo, New York, L.A., Beverly Hills. Like, that ocean, that view is priceless.
Ramona, you're wrong. What's happening is you don't have to ever clean toilets. You use a different one every day of the week, and there's no problem.
What is it about rich people need that many toilets? How bad do they have to go to the bathroom? Woody Page! That's how you win a FaceTime.
That's good, Woody.
On Monday night, the Warriors played in Denver, and again last night, Monday's game, a 10-year-old girl, P.J. O'Byrne, was waiting for 3 years to see Curry play, and he didn't come in from San Francisco. Last night, he and the Warriors bought her tickets, her family. She got to be there. He went over before the game and hugged her and had pictures made with her and said, this is the reason why we play NBA.
That's a great story. Thanks for that, Woody. We're on a 70 and a half hour break. Enjoy daylight saving.